Coming up on episode number 751, it's time for another cover story tonight. And tonight we're going to focus on The Carpenters, a band that was as well known for their originals as they were for some of their covers. This week would have been Karen Carpenter's 61st birthday, and that was kind of the impetus for doing this show. But you're going to hear covers tonight of some of their great ones, Superstar, Yesterday Once More, and even that Klaatu cover, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is Thursday, March 3rd, 2011. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville tonight. As I said, The Carpenters, brother and sister duo from the 70s that were kind of the antithesis of the rest of the music that was going on at that time, the heavy metal, the glam rock, stuff like that. These guys were the easy listening duo, but you're not going to hear any easy listening on tonight's show. Oh no. It's Coverville, so you're going to hear things that that kind of fit within the usual genres you hear on Coverville: punk, rock, alternative, stuff like that. No easy listening here. And we're going to start things off with a cover that I'm so glad I found. This is awesome. This comes from a rarities collection of the Sugar Cubes called Walkabout. It's their cover of Top of the World.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is Megumi Hara with her cover of There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World from her 2009 album Everlasting Love. It has kind of a Ronettes feel to it with the maracas and the kind of Phil Spector production in the background there. Megumi Hara, the only English vocal I think in there is Falling in Love right there at the end. By the way, that is actually a cover of a cover. The Carpenters weren't the first band to do that. That was originally done by the New Vaudeville Band and, of course, also covered very famously by Herman's Hermits. But Carpenters turned it into a very big hit for them. So that's why we're playing it on today's show. Before that, Sheena Ringo from her album Utate Miori, the black side of that album. That is I Won't Last a Day Without You. And then we start off the set with the Sugar Cubes featuring Bjork from their album Walkabout with a cover of Top of the World. Again, one of the songs that I was so excited to find. I just, when I heard that they had done a cover of Top of the World, I put out the APB on making sure I got a copy of that because it is so darn cool. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. They're innovative. Self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Let's talk today about the W1. This is basically, it's a wireless device that gets music or sound from one place to another. Think of it as a mini 16-bit USB DAC to get music from your computer out to any audio gear, whether that's a stereo, a boombox, speakers, whatever. Works great for people with subwoofers that don't want to buy a new wireless subwoofer. This will work for that. So you don't have to stretch a cable across your living room if you want to have the subwoofer behind the couch making your head rattle. The USB connector on the receiver is for power only. It's not USB audio, so it can be powered with an iPhone charger or other USB power supply. And in order to keep it 16-bit, you can broadcast out to one receiver. But you've got a bunch of customers. They've got a bunch of customers that daisy chain multiple sets around their homes, and all Audio Engine speakers and amps have a line out, which makes it really, really easy to daisy chain several of these wireless devices all together. Really, really cool to fill your entire house with sound. For more information, go to Audio Engine USA, and when you're ready to buy, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. When you buy online, you'll receive 10% off your order, free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That is Audio Engine. Audio Engine USA, big thanks for their sponsorship. Well, we'll talk a little bit about Musically Challenged in the next break, but let's talk about this cover. Now, this is a cover of Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. Now, this was a song originally done by Klaatu, and it was done as part of It was part of a World Contact Day experiment where they said in March 1953, the International Flying Saucer Bureau, they sent out a bulletin to all its members saying, all right, World Contact Day, we're going to, at this day, at this time, we're going to all collectively send out a telepathic message to visitors from outer space. And the message began with the words, Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. That inspired the song by Klaatu, which inspired the cover the next year by the Carpenters. And, of course, in a long roundabout way, inspired this cover you're going to hear by the Slingsby Hornets. This comes from their 2007 album, Introducing the Fantastic Sounds of the Slingsby Hornets. Here's their cover of Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
So it's a fantasy. and transmit energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way to send the message. We declare world contact.
Yeah. then, and I'd memorize each word. Those old melodies still sound so good to me as they melt the years away. Every shell and every wall talking to myself, I'm feeling old. Sometimes I like to quit, but nothing ever seems to fit. Sometimes I don't belong. Walking round, I do like a clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. But it seems I always wind up here with you. It's nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do, to run and find the one who loves.
The second song I've played so far that references not one but two Carpenter songs. That was Holloway the Band with their cover of Rainy Days and Mondays. You'll find that on their 2005 album Just Play It. Taking it up a notch, rocking it a little bit. Rainy Days and Mondays. Before that, Yesterday Once More. Yes, every sha-la-la-la. That is Cinerama With their cover of Yesterday Once More. You'll find that on their 2002 release, Holiday. And Yesterday Once More, by the way, was the other song that you'd find in the Sugar Cubes cover at the top of the show. Cover Club Guilty Pleasures brought us the Gasoline Brothers and They Long to Be Close to You, a cover of the song originally written by Burt Bacharach, covered very famously by the Carpenters. And then we start off the set with the Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, the official theme of World Contact Day by the Slingsby Hornets. You'll find that on their 2007 album, Introducing the Fantastic Sounds of the Slingsby Hornets, originally done by Klaatu. It was the first single ever released by the Carpenters, a very different song than the type of music that they were going to be eventually known for, but a very interesting song nonetheless. Coming up this weekend, coming up in just a couple days, Saturday, March 5th, we're bringing it back, Coverville Musically Challenge. This is the live music game show. Think of it as a cross between Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Rock Quiz and Spicks and Specks in Australia. It's a music quiz we play live via streaming and audio. You can call in, become a contestant, although actually if you pre-register by sending an email to coverville@gmail.com, then it's far more likely that you're going to make it in. All you need is a Skype account or a phone number, and we will call you and bring you into the game. You'll get trivia questions and a chance to win great prizes thanks to the fine folks at MapHook. We've got iTunes cards to give away, shirts, all sorts of goodies and stuff. So tune in for that, but please pre-register, and that'll make sure that you get a space in the game. It's coverville@gmail.com again is the email address. We're going to do it about 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Saturday. So even if you don't want to be a contestant, I can't imagine why you wouldn't, you could still listen in. It's going to be live streaming over here at Coverville Live. So make sure you tune in for that. Let's get back to the music and a song that received not one but two great movie references in the past several years. You'll find this song referenced in Tommy Boy as David Spade and Chris Farley are driving across the country. They sing along with this song. You'll also find it more recently in Juno as the father of her adopted or the father-to-be of her adopting of her of her child, I guess the adopted father-to-be of her child tries to woo her with this song. I'm talking about, very, very complicatedly, talking about Superstar. Here's a cover by Shock of Pleasure from their 2008 album, It's About Time.
Just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
mid-year from his album 10 from 2008. That's a cover of Goodbye to Love, originally done by the Carpenters. Mid-year was the lead vocalist of Ultravox back in the 80s and late 70s. Also was a member of Visage, if you really want to go back into the new wave and post-punk depths. Mid-year and his cover of Goodbye to Love. Before that, Grant Lee Buffalo and their cover of We've Only Just Begun comes from a fantastic Carpenters cover album called If I Were a Carpenter, which came out in 1994. Really tough thing in putting together today's show was trying to decide which song to use from If I Were a Carpenter. There was there were about six or seven that I would have used if I could have just played straight through the same all songs from the same album, but I don't think that's a good idea. And then we started the set off with Superstar by Shock of Pleasure from their 2008 album It's About Time, cover by, like I said, Shock of Pleasure. But of course, Sonic Youth was a contender to be played on tonight's show. A lot of great covers of that song. I could go on and on and on about Superstar. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. I wasn't even ready with the background music. Let's write and do that right now, shall we? There we go. If you want to email me, if you have a request, coverville@gmail.com is the email address to use for your request. You can call it in, 206-222-COVER, or you can go to coverville.com and put your comments in the show notes for this or any other episode. Put in your comments, your requests, your ideas, suggestions, your thoughts. What did this show do for you? Well, put it in there. Again, don't forget Saturday, Musically Challenged. Pre-register by emailing coverville@gmail.com, and we'll get you into the lineup, the contestant pool, if you will. And then next week, we do it all again. Tuesday, Thursday, all that stuff. I think this coming Tuesday is an all-request show. And then I can't remember what the next Thursday show is. It's all so much, right? We'll figure it all out when the time comes. So stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more by going to frogpants.com. Podcast so good, we've only just begun.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.